Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Indians catcher Roberto Perez. Roberto, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
I'm doing good. How about you guys?
We're doing really well, and we're glad to have you with us. Let's talk about last night's offensive explosion. Well, really two nights in a row. I mean, obviously the bats have been struggling for the most part, but you guys scored 9 a couple nights ago, and then last night 14. We're hoping this is a sign of things to just getting started. How confident are you that this is a start of some good hitting for this team?
Yeah, we're working. We're getting there. I mean, we're not going to struggle all year long. I think guys are getting great at-bats, putting great at-bats together as a team. And finally, it's paying off. I think we were putting a lot of pressure on ourselves early, but it seems lately that everybody, you know, have a lot of confidence, and they're going up there with a plan, and it's paying off. So it's good to see our offense coming through.
Roberto, it's Jason Lloyd. I know you spent quite a long time now waiting for this opportunity to be the full-time starting catcher. I have a dollar bet right on you. You got to hit me 13 more home runs by the end of the year, because I said you'd hit at least 18 home runs this year in a full-time role. Could you just go through the progressions of what it's like now to have the responsibilities of doing this every day? And can you hit me 13 more home runs?
Ryan, yeah, I can. But to be honest, man,
I think
it's a blessing, you know, to get that opportunity to play every day. I think it's different. The preparation is way different than play once a week or twice a week. But it's a different mindset. I think you can make adjustments, you know, each day or throughout a bat, because I think, you know, you can see how guys are attacking you, and then you make those adjustments. But it's, you know, it's been good so far. I think this game is about making adjustments and believing yourself and believing what you're doing at the plate and what you're doing in the cages. And I think right now I'm just taking a bat for to a bat and don't try to do too much at the plate. Even though right now, you know, I'm swinging the bat well, but I'm trying to stay within myself and just trust my hands all than anything else, more than anything else.
Roberto, we were just asking you about, you know, playing every day now as a full-time catcher, and now you're working with different pitchers every single day, and then you've had injuries to some of your starters, so you've got new guys in the rotation. How has that been? Has it been a challenge? Has it been difficult?
It is, especially, you know, one of the two of the best, you know, starting pitchers in mm-hmm. in the league. You know, they go down, Kluber and Clevinger. But I think, you know, it's a challenge, because I never caught Jeffrey Rodriguez. You know, he has done an unbelievable job since he came up. You know, you never caught him in spring training, and now that I have the opportunity to catch him, I mean, he's got great stuff. You know, I'm trying to get to know him a little bit more, you know, each day, what he likes to do and whatnot. So, I mean, it's been a challenge, man. I think you got to get used to these new faces, and we're getting better. I think our bullpen has done a great job so far, yeah. And the starting pitchers, you know, they've done an unbelievable job. Carrasco has been lights out, you know, the last 3 or 4 starts. So everything is coming together, man.
Let's talk about one guy who is surprisingly struggling, Roberto, lately, and that's Trevor Bauer, of course. I mean, since the All-Star break of 2017, the guy's been as good as any pitcher in baseball, dominated the second half of 17, was fantastic. Had he not gotten hurt last year, had a very good chance to win the Cy Young last year, started off this season just as well as he pitched. All of a sudden, he's hit a little rough patch here. You know, we're trying to play amateur baseball manager here and figure out what's going on. I know he had some command issues and the high walk totals, especially against the Astros. You know, and we suggest, you know, was he so focused on that, you know, his mechanics were off? He just, last few starts, obviously his last start was good, but three of his last four starts, he is, or even four out of five if you include the Astro game where he gave up a lot of walks, he's been kind of off. What's the story with him right now?
Right now, I'm not concerned about Trevor Bauer. I mean, he's a hard worker. I know what he needs to do to get back to being Trevor, but you know what? He's human, man. He's gonna have those games. But to be honest, man, he's so consistent on a daily basis that I really don't know what's going on. I mean, you know, I'm sure okay. as a player, as a pitcher, you know, you go through that span, and you know, it's weird. It seems weird because he's been one of the best pitchers in the league, you know, since August of last year. But I trust him, and I believe in him, and I know he's gonna do anything he can to be back to be Trevor. So we talked last night. We had a talk and a conversation. I asked him how he's doing, how he's feeling, and he said he feels fine. But yesterday, I think I think teams right now they're being very aggressive against him because I'm sure teams, they don't want to get to the strikes. You know, he likes to strike out people. So they're swinging right. early, but we're going to figure it out. He's going to be good. I'm not worried about him.
Brito, I know he's one of the most intelligent pitchers probably in the league, and he has an explanation for everything. But I was looking at some of the numbers, and it looks like he's throwing his curveball less this year than he has in quite a few years, and he's throwing his four-seamer more. Is there a reason behind that? Does he have a reason behind why he's focusing more on fastballs this year and throwing less breaking balls?
You know what? I had a talk with him, you know. Like you said, you know, he's very smart, and he knows what he's doing, so I never had a problem with him. But I mentioned that the other day. I said we need to start, you know, throwing more breaking balls because guys are being so aggressive against his fastball. But, you know, yeah. he last year he had a lot of success with his new pitch, you know, that was his slider. So this year he hasn't been consistent, but you know, it's true, man. He got to throw more breaking balls and less fastballs. So I think that's what we're gonna do from now on.
We're talking with Indians catcher Roberto Perez. Roberto, you guys got Lindor back in the lineup here not too long ago, and that was a huge boost for the lineup. I know he's still not maybe 100% healthy, but how big was that to get him back?
Oh, so nice, man. He's the motor of the team. He's the kind of guy that if he goes, we go. And, you know, he's our little guy. He's so energetic. You know, his energy is over the top. You know, he gets us going, man. He's a motivator. You know, he motivates everybody here. He's always positive about things, always talking to everybody here, you know, making them feel better. I mean, he does it all, man. He does it, you know, at the field, on and off the field. So, you know, he's a big part of our team, and I'm sure we're glad to have him.
Roberto, I want to take you back to August 11th, 2018. Do you remember what happened on that day?
August 11th, 2018. No, I don't remember.
Okay. On that day, you stole the only base of your career. You got to – catchers don't steal a lot of bases. But you stole the only base of your career. I'm surprised you don't remember the exact date. Are you? What was that like, stealing a base? Because, you know,
I forgot.
The one time.
But you know what? I don't know. I really don't know. You know, it's hard to remember, but you know, always trying to take a chance on somebody that is slow to the plate. You know, I don't steal bases that often, but you know, it's nice.
Not a lot of catchers do, Roberto. Not a lot of catchers. No. There's not a lot of catchers piling up the stolen bases.
And to be honest, man, Kluber always give me a hard time with, you know, stolen bases. I told him before the season started, I said, I'm going to get at least 10 this year. But I remember early on the year, I went on a ball in the third to second base, and I got thrown out by like 40 feet. when I came to the clubhouse, Corey Kluber was waiting for
got
me
you
in,
good.
The, in yeah. my locker. Actually, he has a video of that play, and he sent it to a group message. So
that's awesome. That's awesome. Hey, Roberto, what's the conversation like between the catcher and the umpire during the game? How much are you talking to him, and are you working him for balls and strikes? Is there a lot of conversation? Is it minimal? What's that like?
Since the start of the game, you know, how you be like, hey, man, how are you? And I let him know the way I'm going to set up, and so he can adjust to me. I always tell him, hey, early on counts, I'm going to sit on the plate, and then I'm going to expand when we get to two strikes, you know. And they're usually, oh, I love that, you know. Thank you.
Yeah.
But, you know, some guys are – each guy is different. Some guys they don't like to talk. Some guys they just, you know, they seem like they always mad. There's some guys that are really nice.
Who do you have the best relationship with? Which umpire do you have the best relationship with? Is there one?
I think I got a great relationship with. I don't want to say who's my favorite umpire, but I think
you're probably better off not saying it, Roberto.
We'll save you, Roberto.
You're probably better off not saying
it.
Hey, Roberto.
Tim Timmons.
Yeah, go ahead. Tim Timmons. Okay. That's a veteran umpire. It's a veteran, good veteran umpire. Hey, Roberto, I was saying the other day that I often will get screwed out of gifts because my birthday is close to Father's Day, but you got it worse. Your birthday is 2 days before Christmas. Do you lose out on gifts because you have those right next to each other?
To be honest, when I was younger, I only get one present though. I didn't get presents on Christmas because my mom always say, hey, you're gonna get just one gift. Because right. I cannot do two.
Well, now you can do as many as you want.
Yeah, that's right. Now you can buy whatever the hell you want for your birthday and for Christmas. It doesn't matter.
It's Christmas every day.
Every day is Christmas. That's right.
All right, Roberto, we appreciate the time, man. Best of luck the rest of the season. Thank you for joining us.
I need 13 homers, Roberto.
13 homers.
13 more.
All right, guys. All right, thank you for
having me. Thanks, Roberto.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.